Om Shanti. Today is 18th May 2018, Friday, the magic of blessings. Blessing. May you die alive and with the awareness of your alaukik life, transform your attitude, awareness and vision. Vritti, Smriti and Drishti. Brahmin life is said to be an alaukik life, and alaukik means not of this world. Let there be transformation in everything, in your vision, drishti, awareness, smriti and attitude. Attitude is vritti. Let there be the attitude of brotherhood or of brother and sister. Let there be the attitude that all of you belong to one family and see the soul, not the body. You would then be said to have died alive, marjiva. When you have received such an elevated life, you cannot remember your past life. So Baba is saying today that this Brahmin life is an alaukik life. It's not a laukik life, it's not a material life, it's not a worldly life, but it is a alaukik life. It's a spiritual life. It's not the ordinary, worldly, mundane life. It's an alaukik life. Alaukik is a beautiful word. Okay? So in this alaukik life, there should be transformation of three things. What are those three things? First is your drishti, vision. Second is your vritti. Vritti is attitude. And third is your awareness, smriti, awareness. So these are the three things that should undergo transformation. What transformation is needed in drishti or vision? That there should be vision of brotherhood. All are brothers and sisters, or all are souls. Let there be attitude that all of you belong to one family and see the soul, not the body. This is the vritti. Then you would then be said to have died alive. And third thing is smriti. So when you received such an elevated life, you cannot remember your past life. Whatever there that was there in the past life, whatever mistakes, blunders, whatever forms of body consciousness that you had encountered, whatever things happened in the life that were very much traumatic and hurtful, all those things cannot remain in your smriti. So there should be a total transformation of drishti, vritti and smriti. When these three transformations take place, that time it will be called as an alaukik life, alaukik janma. So Baba said, this Brahmin life is an alaukik life. So, if these three things are not transformed, if you are still having the old smriti, old awareness, if you are still living with the same old drishti or old vritti, then it cannot be called a alaukik life. In France, there was once a very famous psychologist. His name was Dr. Emile Coué. He has propounded a very beautiful a law, and that law is known as law of reverse effect. It's very beautiful to understand this law. Law of reverse effect. What does this law say? This is a little contradictory. Suppose he has given the example, you are going by bicycle, okay? The road is very broad and you are going by bicycle. This is the road. And you are going by bicycle here. And at one end of the road, there is one rock. Okay. It's only at a very small, it's a small rock, but it is there. And your bicycle can go easily through the way. There is a lot of space for you to go. And this is the way, and you are going from this way. Okay. But when you are here at this end, you see the rock. And the person starts thinking about that rock, that I should not hit the rock, I should not hit the rock, I should not hit the rock. He starts thinking about the rock, and his thinking increases so much that it is almost gone into his internal subconscious mind, and his thinking, he's riding here, and gradually he's pulled toward the rock. In fact, he can go from here. The space is too much, he can go. But he is thinking of the rock. That rock is there. That rock is there. That rock is there. And gradually, like this, he goes and he comes and hits the rock. Why this has happened? Something has happened, something reverse phenomenon has occurred. In fact, he was willing not to go there, but he was thinking about it, that I should not, I should not, I should not. So, you know, something is happening in the subconscious mind, some struggle has happened. In the similar manner, a smoker is there. He wants to break his habit of smoking. And he thinks, I want to break, I want to break, I want to break, and I want to break. And this thought itself takes him towards smoking. You are not getting sleep at night, okay? And you make a firm resolution that I will go to sleep. 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 And you spend the whole night waking. Something else has happened. Something contradictory, a paradoxical thing. So, the law says, there are two things, will and imagination. Whenever there would be conflict between the two, it's imagination that will win, not the will. The law of reverse effect says, if you resolve that you want to give up something, in fact, you end up doing that. It's little different. Here, Baba is, now we'll come back to today's Vadan. Baba is saying, your drishti, vritti and kriti, you have to change this, drishti, vritti and smriti, you have to change these three things. Now, coming to drishti, you make a resolution that all our souls, and I have to see them not as males and not as females. I have to see all females as souls, I have to see all males as soul. You think more and more about it, you think more and more about it, but you end up in seeing them as males and you end up in seeing them as females. The law of reverse effect has occurred. Because you have used only the will, only tark, only logic, your only reasoning, only Srimat, that's fine. But there is a role of imagination, visualization. You have not done it somewhere in your mind's eye. The process should begin here. Outside is just the manifestation, but there should be something else more than resolution. For example, if you want to give up something, I want to give up anger, I want to give up anger, I want to give up anger. Simply by chanting this, simply by sloganering this, things is not going to happen. Something more is required, and that something more is the area of the imagination, area of beauty, area of visualization, not just the logic. Srimat. Srimat says do this, Srimat says do not do this. We know this, but the thing is that in spite of knowing that this should be done and this should not be done, we end up in doing every time what should not be done. And every time we resolve that this we want to do, but we end up doing something else. So this is a paradox. Try to understand how the mind works. What is this law of reverse effect says the same thing. I want to give up lust, I want to give up anger, I want to give up temptation or this avarice, I want to give up attachment, I want to give up ego. This thought itself will become, create an ego. I want to give up ego. This I is becoming bigger. Who wants to give up ego? I. So sometimes this reverse effect happens. So whenever such a thing happens, what you have to do is, it is give a little, we have made that resolution so tight, and that resolution itself has become a barrier. I want to see everything, everybody as a soul, but this thought itself has become a barrier sometimes. See, we are not discussing about making a pratigya or resolution. That's good. But that pratigya, that resolution, that oath should not be based just on logic. Otherwise it comes tumbling down. Otherwise you are gone. It has to have some, it should penetrate, percolate into the subconscious mind, and for that you have to take help of visualization. You have to see yourself as a being who is free from all those habits. Visualization, imagination, all these things is very necessary, otherwise the reverse effect happens. The same thing coming back, drishti. We know that all our souls, and I should not, but it should not happen that she is female and I should not look at her. She is male and he is male and I should not look at him. This thought itself will create more attraction. It is a reverse effect that is happening. We want, for this we don't see, whilst we are going through the market and there is some jalebi there outside, do we think, oh no, I will not look at the jalebi, I don't want to look at this, because I have given up. No, because it has lost its attraction. Because somewhere deep down we have made that resolution. So now that attraction has gone. But imagine if there is some film music or film song or video is going on, but that time you have to make a resolution. No, I will not see, I will not see. Why? Because that still carries the attraction. That we have somewhere suppressed it. It is not transformed, it is not sublimated, it is not spiritualized. And whenever there would be suppression about any voice, that voice will come out. So, the law of reverse effect talks against suppression. Don't suppress anything. Try to understand if there is a material desire, if there is a sensual desire, any desire for that matter. Rather than saying, no, I don't want. You have a desire to eat all the beautiful, delicious food, but seeing that all are eating so less, and you also eat less. You go to the party and it's a VIP people, all VIPs are there, everybody is taking little rice, but you want to eat whole, but in front of everybody you have to take little, because otherwise what the people will say. So these are all different areas of suppression. But the thing is that then you remain hungry. At night you remember, oh, I should have eaten. But you see that others are so, it's all VIP. They are just taking hardly this much salad they are taking. Otherwise you eat full katori. But in front of everybody to keep your status. So you eat less. So whenever there is a suppression, you'll remember later on. The goal is not suppression but sublimation. Try to understand the importance of self-control rather than suppressing yourself. Here also, all our souls means, that doesn't mean that I should run away from. So understand this in such depth, otherwise there will be reverse effect. If you said, say, these are females and these are males, these are females and these are males, Baba said brothers and sisters, but even this thought itself sometimes has a reverse effect. So one need to work on it in silence, in solitude, and understand it in depth. Drishti, the same thing is about vritti. This is one family, but that doesn't mean that if every member of the family is coming and harassing you and troubling you, and still you impose yourself, this is a godly family, this is Prabhu Parivar, and I should not have such thought about it. No. Yesterday's Murli, in Vardhan, Baba has defined Raj Yukt. What is the definition of Raj Yukt? Three things. First, know your own sanskars, hidden sanskars. Second, know the sanskars of others. Baba, see, there is a very minute difference. One is to look at their fault, their shortcomings, their failings, their flaws, their defects. Another is to know their sanskar. I am not telling you, one is to look and then to spread it around the atmosphere and to spoil the atmosphere. You are backbiting or you are doing something about that person. Another is, try to understand that person. This is that person's sanskar. His intellect is that much only. He cannot understand more. This is to understand that person. Suppose you did a good rangoli. You spent the whole night and next day morning your in charge comes and he says, what nonsense, who has drawn this rangoli? This is useless. And the moment you hear, you feel, oh, crestfallen. You feel down, depressed. And then you resolve, and from next time I will never waste the time in drawing rangoli. So there is a suppression. You have not tried to understand his sanskar. Now you start making parachintan. You start spreading it everywhere. He is like this only. He does like this with everyone. So this is a different. This is parachintan. Baba is not talking. Rajyukta doesn't mean that. Rajyukta means understand. This person is like this. These are his sanskars. This is his nature. This is his set of sanskars. And he is living with these sanskars from last 30 years. Now you have come suddenly and you want to change his 30 years sanskars. He has lived with falsehood for 30 years. And you want to come right now out of the blue and you expect that he should change and he should speak truth. It is not going to happen. Rajyukta means to understand your nature, to understand his nature, and to understand third, what? Circumstances, situations. Every situation is coming with some gift, hidden gift. Nothing here is coming out of coincidence. No. Everything is planned, pre-planned. In today's Murli also Baba said, look at this drama as Sakshi. Look at this drama as a detached observer. Every situation which is coming has something to give me. It is not coming just like that. You know, Dr. Mark, he was a very famous cancer surgeon and he was about to receive an award, a huge, great award. And he was so excited about that award that I am going to receive this award, I am going to receive this award, because he has spent his life in cancer research and done a lot of papers and everything. So he was very excited to receive that award. And of course, whenever, if suppose you are called somewhere, that you are called to Ahmedabad, that you are going to receive an award, you are excited. You feel, oh good, I am going to receive that award. So he books a flight. Okay. It is at some other place. And he goes. In between, there is a technical problem in the flight. And the flight makes an emergency landing at some place. And then he gets to learn, it will take about 10 hours for the next flight to come. And his award function is immediately after 4 hours. So how he is so agitated inside that I will miss the award. And it is being given by some great person which will be shown live across the world. Such an important event in one's own lives, and you are stuck up somewhere, and now the next flight is only after 10 hours. So he hires a car because he has to reach that place. It is just 4 hours distance. So he hires a car and tries to go. But in between the weather changes. There is a storm. So what to do? Then he sees, now he cannot move. Then whilst going, he sees there is a home, a very poor house in a very bad condition. He feels that I must seek refuge here. So he comes out, he goes there, he knocks the door. A old woman comes and he says, I want some rest here. Give me some, for some time I want to be here. So she allows him. And that lady then is praying to God. So this Dr. Mark feels, this is such a foolish lady wasting her time in praying. What is the use of praying God? So he asks her, what are you praying about? So she says, this is my small kid in that cradle and he is sick and he is suffering from cancer. And only one Dr. Mark is there who can cure that baby. But it is very difficult to meet that doctor because his appointments are after 1 month and I don't have money at all. So I don't have anything. There is no way that I can meet Dr. Mark. So he is there. And that's why I am praying to God. So the Dr. Mark feels. He looks at the entire happenings. Turn of events. It is impossible for me to come to this place. To this lady. And to treat her child. Because he is after his material pursuit. Awards and all those things, career and research and paper. So now how all these things happened? It is God's will. If he wants, he can make anything happen. He can make your flight to have technical problem. He make you have an emergency landing. He will make you go by car and he can make the storms to come and he will make you to land up in that house. And he, first of all, for the first time, he realizes what is the importance of grace. So, Rajyukta, so, Drishti, Vritti, Kriti, Smriti, this is all Baba is wanting us to do. Our life is alaukik. Remember his grace also, which is in our life. Remember that higher power also. Remember that we have to make a total transformation. There should not be any suppression. There should be sublimation, spiritualization, adhyatmikaran, not the daman, not the suppression. So, drishti, vritti and smriti. Smriti, old life is changed. Now we have ushered into new life. Old life is gone. Now this is a marjiva janam, life. We are dying alive. So this is a new life. Okay? So work on these three things. Drishti, change it. See everybody as souls. But that will happen only when you see yourself as soul. You feel yourself as soul. Simply by... otherwise it would have been so simple. Baba would have said, take a bindi and attach to... Everybody should use that. And every other person should look only at that bindi. Compulsory rule in yajna. But it's not like that. Because that again will become a tradition. Where is your bindi? Out. Because that something will create a new... Something else, new custom it will create. Because that itself will become bondage. What happened in the Bhakti Mark, the same thing will happen here. So Baba doesn't want to use any one of these things. In today's Murli, if you see, Baba has criticized Brahma so much. Throughout the Murli, why you are putting garlands around his neck? Forget his body. Don't remember him. You have to remember God, Shiva Baba, not Brahma. 4-5 times Baba has said, don't remember Brahma, don't remember Brahma. He's talking like that. Even for example, when Swami Vivekananda was there and his guru had died, Sri Ramakrishna. Okay? After that, he constructed first ashram monastery and he made a rule that nobody will worship Ramakrishna because we have to worship Nirakar. In today's Murli also, Baba said, because of this Gita, Nirakar se preet hat gai. Everybody's love from Nirakar has gone away. So Vivekananda, that Swami Vivekananda said, in this ashram nobody is going to worship Ramakrishna because we want to worship Nirakar, the one. Otherwise we are creating another sampradaya. So one day, while she was moving and taking a round, he found that some of his friends, his Guru Bhai, in one some corner are keeping the photo of Ramakrishna and started worshipping him. He said, oh, this old man has come here also. Old man means Ramakrishna. He has come here only, but you know, people are like that only. It is very difficult to remember Nirakar. People need some translite, some support, some statue. We should feel that Baba's light is coming through his eyes and through his forehead. Then you feel concentrated. But actually the basic sadhana is Nirakar. You don't have to cling to any of the images, idols, statues. Otherwise we are going to start another bhakti mark within this gyan mark. Okay, so this is today's Vardhan, Alaukik Life. Transformation of Drishti, Vritti and Smriti. Om Shanti.